Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On December 1, 1869, a new hospital for the treatment of sexually transmitted diseases opened in Barbados. It was the first of its kind in the island. The Lock Hospital, as it is known, was located on Bay Street, St. Michael, on the site which would later house the Harbour Police Station. Britain had established its first Lock Hospital in London in 1747 and promoted the establishment of similar institutions in its colonies during the 19th century in order to combat the growing prevalence of sexually transmitted diseases, especially in the Navy and the Army. The unusual name of this type of hospital referred to the fact that its patients were kept in isolation under lock and key. The opening of the Lock Hospital, a two-storied building with the capacity to accommodate 50 persons, came on the heels of the Contagious Disease Act of 1868, which forced prostitutes throughout the British Empire to register and to submit an invasive physical examination. It reflected the thinking at the time that women who worked as prostitutes were to be blamed for the spread of the disease rather than the men who sought out their services. As one observant put it, the Lock Hospitals were designed, quote, to put diseased prostitutes during the most venomous period of their career out of a position in which they can spread the disease. The opening of the Lock Hospital on Bay Street reflected the fact that the incidence of venereal diseases posed a serious problem for the authorities in Barbados during these years. At the time, numerous prostitutes piled their trades in alleys and back streets around Carlisle Bay and the garrison. There was a heavy demand for their services among the sailors who came ashore from the visiting ships, as well as among the British troops garrisoned at St. Anne's Fort. During its years of operation, the Lock Hospital was managed by a board consisting of two members of the Legislative Council and three members of the House of Assembly. It eventually closed after 18 years in 1887. After it closed, those suffering with sexually transmitted diseases were sent to the nearby General Hospital to receive treatment and later to the Enmore Clinic on Martindale's Road.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.